I'm so much a better person now than I was during that particular time I was with him. I'm stronger than I ever thought I could be. You know, I'm military. I'm a Navy officer, so I'm strong. I've taken some things, but no. And I tell people that I say, I think I went to the military was preparation for me to deal with this storm because yes, because I went through some stuff in the military, a totally different story. But now I look back and it was like almost preparation to be able to handle what's coming because I almost broke then, but I didn't break this time.
Welcome back to the Better Divorce Podcast. I am your host, Paulette Rigo. And I'm here to guide you through the storm of divorce into much calmer waters. So hold tight. Whether you're contemplating divorce in the thick of it or just rebuilding post-divorce, I've got you covered. Each episode, we'll tackle the tough topics, share resilient stories, and offer practical, helpful advice to help you navigate with confidence wisely. Remember, you're not alone. I've been there, and so have millions of others. And your brighter future awaits, I promise. Ready to turn a tough time into a time of growth? I know you are. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you find this content helpful, please share it with others who might benefit. Now, let's dive into today's topic. See you soon. I'm hosting a retreat in Belize. Some of you may know, but I used to live there. And Belize is a melting pot of culture that carries over into the food, the music, and the fun. It is the best of both vibes, from jungles to ground you and beaches to heal and soothe. I lived there for many years and go back and forth between there and Atlanta because I can't get enough. My co-host, Tiara, visited me and didn't want to leave either. No one does. This is paradise, folks. My co-host, Tiara, and I chatted about the perfect all-inclusive location for you ladies that are going through a pivot in your life and need to reset, renew, and rebuild, and we nailed it. We kick off with a three-day adventure in the luxurious eco-resort Copal Tree in the southern Belize jungle, followed by three luxurious days on Thatch Cay Island, a private island over water, oceanfront oasis in the turquoise Caribbean along the Belize Barrier Reef. Whether you're going through or just coming out of a divorce, especially with a narcissist, a career change, or you just want to get back to the parts of you that you haven't seen in a while, we are talking to you. Make note, May 4th to the 10th, 2024, and start packing. Space is very limited on the private island and in the jungle. Be sure to act now. We have a passion for leading truly transformational healing events, from heart-opening, accessible guided meditations to connection-based life-changing tools and practices. We curate each moment with care and compassion to ensure every lady is taken care of from the initial registration to the final namaste. It's better in Belize. Hello and welcome back to the Better Divorce Podcast. My name is Paulette Rigo. I am your host, CEO of Better Divorce Academy, author of Better Divorce Blueprint, host of Best Life Ever Divorce Retreats in Belize. My next one, yes, is coming up May 4th to the 10th. And there's only a few tiny little spots left, so don't get left out. The website is afterthenarcissist.com. We can talk about that later. And of course, I am the host of the Better Divorce podcast. But today, I have an amazing guest. We're going to jump right in. You can read her long bio, which is phenomenal. Her MBA, her three businesses, her whole story. She is a kick-ass entrepreneur. Love her to pieces. But welcome to the show, Tiffany Harvey. So glad you're here.
Thank you, Paulette. Thank you for having me here today. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, let's jump in. I think it's really important for women like yourself and men. Don't mean to pick on poor old women, but you know, we tend to be more communicative. But let's go back into that world of like, you don't know what you're doing. You feel like you're all alone. How am I going to get through this? And when I hear inspirational, empowering stories about how other women get through their divorce with grace and wisdom and dignity, I go, bring it on. This is what I'm looking for. Because as a mediator, I work with couples who are committed to avoid all things litigation. No plaintiff, no defendant, no lawsuit, no court. But not everybody can do that.
Right.
So in these cases, you need a wise guide, a North Star. So let's jump right into your journey and what led you to your divorce and why did you get divorced? It's not in anyone's list of things to do. What happened?
Absolutely not. We was married for 3 years. I mean, on paper, we had great careers. We had a beautiful home. We just had a beautiful baby. So, you know, outside looking in, you would thought, wow, they have it all together. They're really happy. But shortly after we got married, I won't even say after we got married, after I became pregnant with my son, I started noticing all these little changes. Started coming home late. Communication stopped completely. Intimacy, none, zero. I tried talking. I say, hey, let's go back to counseling. But it didn't matter. I just felt like my voice was never heard. I was never being, you know, heard. And then we went almost 4 weeks without speaking, living in the same house. I had enough. That was my breaking point right there. And then I remembered this old saying my grandma used to say was, you know, a little time apart will make the heart grow fonder. So I thought maybe if we just take a little time apart, our love will come back together again. But on June 6th of 2020, I went to him with this idea, and all I got was, I want a divorce. And I stood there literally in tears, confused, because I never in my imagination would have thought I would have heard divorce. We said, let's just take some time apart to work on the marriage. But as I stood there, I didn't think my heart could break anymore. So as days went on, I actually overheard him tell his mom that I was never his queen. A piece of me broke in that moment. And I just felt like my whole world was spinning out of control because that June 6th, by June, I told him that conversation by June 11th, he had already started purchasing a house. By June 17th, he had already came to me, told me, I'm really moving out. I want a divorce. How do we split everything up? So everything happened so quickly. And for me to always have so much control over my life, this is one thing now I had no control over at all. And I can never tell you why. The real reason why we got divorced, I don't know to the day. But I do know after going through therapy, not one therapist, I needed two. I needed a spiritual therapist to keep me grounded, but I needed a medical therapist so I wouldn't go insane.
Sorry, but it's
truth. I tell people that all the time. If you get caught up in your own head and your own voices in it, you can literally go insane.
Right.
And I needed both to kind of keep me grounded, but they both taught me that it wasn't you. You're married to a narcissist. You're married to a devil in sheep's cloth. They're the same thing. One spiritual, one medical term. And I was happy when they pointed it out because I got to the point where a lot of women, what we do is that we start blaming ourselves. Well, if I could have did this, if I would have done this, if I love my therapist and my family and friends because they never let me go down that road. Soon as I started to go there, they pulled me back. They would not let me go that way. So I don't know why. Again, but I do realize narcissistic people, they are broke. They are hurt people who like to hurt other people. And they don't know what true love is.
Yeah. Thank you for kind of walking us through that. I had this vision of the, as you said, the, what do we want to use the fantasy term of like Cinderella and Prince Charming, you know, the fairy tale, right? Of the beautiful marriage and the beautiful home and the great careers and the beautiful baby. And you've like, check, 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 check. Like, ooh, excellent. Yeah. Done good. I'm on a roll. And then bam, like, what happened, right? And feeling that shock and awe of whether you're the person that on either sides, because I've had clients, both the male or the female or this either spouse of us, we should say spouse A and B, whereas one spouse says, or they feel there's something wrong. So who knows how long he was thinking about it before he had that moment of truth to say, hey, guess what? Or the other spouse, it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. And there's no nice way of saying that. And once the horse is out of the barn, as they say, it's pretty darn hard to lasso that baby back in the barn, right? Yes, I do believe that many spouses can heal a marriage if both parties want to, right?
Correct.
If you have both parties saying, you know what, therapy, counseling, coaching, mental health and spiritual or both, physical, well, let's go on a couples retreat, all of those things. It's pretty different, but this, let's just face it. It is a very tough, jagged little pill to swallow, to quote Alanis Morissette's lovely song, right? It is such a bitter, difficult thing. It's even thinking about it, like that feeling, it's like, oh, no, 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 this is not what I wanted. I wanted this to be forever. So, so here you were with the adage of your grandmother saying, hey, listen, you know, absent makes the heart grow fonder. I do remember my parents every now and then would have that adage of like, you know, we're just going to kind of spend a little, I get busy doing my thing. Dad gets busy doing his things. And then, you know, it always makes it better when we get back together. So, you know, that wasn't always the case back in their situation, but they both passed on. So I can say this with all due respect, but there are sometimes you say, why are they still married, dear Lord? But we don't want to say that as a teenager, but you had that feeling, right? And you gave that message. So was there a tipping point? Did you see it coming in any way, shape, or form? Was there
So there were little things. Like I said, I didn't notice. Everybody would say, did you see the red flags before you got married? I saw yellow. I saw some orange. Did I see a red flag, stop tipping, don't go? No. I even asked, you know, friends, you know, I was like, did y'all see this coming? Was I so in love that I was that blind? And no one saw anything.
Right.
But when I was 3 months pregnant, the first time he came in at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then it proceeded.
Yeah.
I remember going to my friends like, hey, I don't know if he's cheating. And I was pregnant. That's like, is it my hormones? They're like, no, Tiffany, you're just pregnant. I don't think he's doing anything. You know, everybody was trying to calm me down.
Yeah.
But I kept it in the back of my head. So after I had my son, I realized he never came to one doctor's appointment with me. Besides me giving birth. I realized after my son, when I really needed him, I had a C-section. But nothing. So once I had my son, it's like everything came into clarity. So all the things I was thinking while I was pregnant and the things that I was, little things that I started to notice, it was like wisdom once he was born. That discernment really came full circles. Like, this is not the man. The man you married is not the man you dated, who he portrayed to be. So he had no, now the going out became more to 5 o'clock in the morning. Helping me with a brand new baby and I had a C-section. No. That's when the snarkiness now started. The sneakiness now started. And I knew, a part of me knew, that if we go down this road, it was going to lead to divorce. But I just knew, I was like, okay, I got to try. I cannot walk away without at least trying to fix the marriage. But I will say, a part of me knew that once you go down this road, like you said, you can't come back. And that's what it was. I went down the road, but I'm okay with it now because it was a blessing in disguise. Oh my God, was it the blessing in disguise? So I just had to learn that some things that we're fighting to hold on to is not good for us. And it's not where God is trying to take us. He can't take you down a path to bless you if you still got ball and chains you're carrying. So.
Well, you mentioned the behavior a little bit. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of review that a bit so other people can relate to that, right? And everybody's going to have a different situation. But it is common, ladies and gentlemen, when a child comes into the picture, pregnancy, the entire, I'm going to call it 10 months. They lie that it's not, you know, let's just say it's 40 weeks. And if you do the math, 40 divided by four, what, you tell me how many months that is, everyone. Is that nine or is that would be 36, right? I'm blonde. I'm stupid. I sucked at math, but let me just tell you, it's 10 months. So it's a long time. I always feel bad for elephants. It takes 2.5 years to have a baby. It feels like 2.5 years when you're pregnant, but it's a long time. And that's sort of what parenthood does to a marriage, is it changes us from husband and wife to parents instead of a couple. And now we're, you know, mother and father, and we go into this role of parenthood. And that's hard for some people and for high conflict people that really want that on paper. They want to say they're a parent. They want to say they're a mother. They want to say they're a father, but they're not willing to actually be involved in the pregnancy, in the throwing up, in the breastfeeding, and all the other bodily fluids that are involved in pregnancy and babyhood. As a mother, she's nodding if you're listening to the audio. Yeah. You know, there's drool and all those. There's not a bodily fluid that we don't see when it comes to labor, delivery, and children. And some people are like, I don't even know about that. You know, I had hyperemesis gravidium, which basically means you throw up every day when you're pregnant. So, and I lost 12 pounds with my first baby. So I had to be hospitalized because they couldn't keep water down. And they were like, yeah, this could be a problem. So I was like super skinny. And my ex didn't really want to come to the hospital very often. And I felt like, well, okay, job comes first, career. But I felt so lonely and I felt sick and I felt sad. And I thought, I've got this alien living in my body. No offense, Nicolette, I love you. But there, it's basically a parasite living in you. And you're like, and I felt so sick. I was green. I'd broken capillaries in my eyes from being sick all the time. And I just wanted my hair brushed and a back rub and like, it's going to be okay. It eventually went away. And by the fourth month, I was like, oh, but I just remember it being the most traumatic experience of my life. And I wanted my husband to be sitting there on the bed with me going, we're in this together. Yeah. We're in this together.
Yeah.
Father, mother, parenthood, couple-dom. And I didn't feel that. And, you know, we were young and stupid and all that. And I was as much to blame and we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, you know, but that's so scary. And then the second one comes along, if you have the second or the third and the more, and it gets more and more complicated, right? Children are complicated. They're lovely and wonderful and they change your life for so many beautiful reasons. Yeah. But it's still like what you're like, what am I doing? You know, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't even know how to change a diaper at first. So, yeah, I know. So now you have healed and moved on, and your son is 5. Yay! So how has this experience changed you as a woman, as a mother? How has it changed you? I want you to share that.
Oh my God. That's why I tell people, you know, when they hear that you're divorced, I'm divorced, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, please don't say that. Please never say that to me. And you may want to ask other people before you say, I'm sorry. I said, because what you don't realize, it was a blessing. And I'm so much a better person now than I was during that particular time I was with him. I'm stronger than I ever thought I could be. You know, I'm military. I'm a Navy officer. So I'm strong. I've taken some things, but no. And I tell people that I said, I think I went to the military was preparation for me to deal with this storm. Because yes, because I went through some stuff in the military, a totally different story. But now I look back and it was like almost preparation to be able to handle what's coming, because I almost broke then, but I didn't break this time. So it really helped me realize how strong I am. It helped me to realize, you know, you are more than what him, his mom, his sister, or anyone said to you, they said, oh, she can't do her own business. I got 3 of them since the divorce. You know, they always thought he was 2 steps ahead of me. He was smarter than me. Let's put the cards on the table now. But it literally just helped me just know, like, you know what? It doesn't matter what anyone says about you. God made one of you. You are strong. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. And you could do whatever you want, regardless if you have a man or no man in your life. You could get another one. They're just men.
That is the quote of the day, girl. You can get another one. So
yeah,
I don't think anyone's ever said that to me before. So kudos to you. Now I'm happily remarried. So, which is shocking to most people because they're like, wait, you went through 8.5 years of a litigated divorce with a 12-day trial that took place in 9 months and a 4-year state Supreme Appellate Court process. And you had the fill in the blank to get remarried. Yeah, I know. And yeah, I work with divorcing people 24/7, 7 days a week. So
I get that question. Would I ever get married again? And I was like, yeah, I would, because why would I give somebody else that much power over my life? I'm like, if you say no, that means to me you're giving them that power. And that's what they want, especially when they're the one that walked out on the marriage or they want to see you miserable. I was like, I would not give him that at all.
Right. Well, let's go back a little bit to those behavioral things that you saw, as you called them. I didn't see yellow flags or orange flags or what I like to call pink flags. You know, fluorescent, neon, they weren't quite red. But I like to boil it down to the 3 E's. Entitlement, coming home at white in the morning, that's not a problem. I should be able to do that anytime I want. Why would you even question what time I come? I should be able to do what I want, when I want, say what I want, wear what I want, eat what I want, think what I want, without you even having an opinion. Oops,
correct.
Problem. So anyone raising their hand, if you see that, and it doesn't have to be 1 o'clock in the morning, it could be another behavior. So, right. Listen and learn, right? If you see entitled behavior, exploitation, using other people, systems, places, things, money, the child, you know, as some sort of pawn, some sort of manipulating tactic or tug of war. There's this, you know, they're going to exploit anything.
Yes.
And the hardest one is that pill to swallow, the lack of empathy. They just don't care. They don't care. There's no empathy. Doesn't matter if you're throwing up. Doesn't matter if you're lonely. Doesn't matter if the baby's, you know, sick or whatever. So what if you had a C-section? You know what? You know, not my problem. I got shit to do. You're not my problem. That's a problem. If you're in a relationship and you don't have empathy from your spouse, it's going to be a very challenging marriage. You have to be very caring, empathetic, and unconditionally accepting, which is hard, of your spouse and vice versa, right? So that is that red flag. If you want to call it pink, yellow, green, I don't care.
Yes.
About it. She's nodding, 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 nodding. Yeah. So
yes.
Do you have any regrets about the way you handled yourself with the divorce? Or I know you're a whole different woman, but that's a great thing to share with people too. Any regrets, any do-overs? What would you do differently? Anything at all?
Honestly, nothing. I would do nothing differently because I never got out of my character. I'm still in it, so you all are aware. Yes, he left on August 1st, 2020, into his new home that he purchased. I filed for divorce immediately. And for me, it was like, you don't want me, then let me go all the way. Yeah. If you're so eager to leave and so quick to leave the marriage and the home, fine, let's get this done now. But guess what? To my surprise, now you want to fight in court. I'm like, interesting. Is it not peculiar? I'm still in it. So yes, we completed our divorce officially on paper in May 2022. I think it was May 27th. Got that date memorized. But they filed an appeal to the appellate court because they did not like what the judge awarded him for a 3-year marriage that he departed. So it's still in appellate court. We're just waiting on the decision. But for me, throughout this whole process, I have never been evil. I have never spoke a bad thing about him. I have never degraded him in front of our son, never tried to keep my son from him. I have been very responsive and communicative as a co-parent is supposed to be. It doesn't matter how he has been nasty to me, treat me, no matter how much he tried to demean me, I continue to stand and walk in who I am, and I would not allow him to take me out of character. So I wouldn't change anything at all. Matter of fact, we could do it again. Let's go again, because at the end of the day, I know I've already won this, and I have to remember who I'm dealing with, a narcissistic person, someone who can't reason, who don't understand the, I don't know, common sense.
It isn't so much that he doesn't understand. He doesn't have the capacity to even try.
Correct. It's like a kid. It's like really dealing with I deal with my 5-year-old who has more common sense than what he has. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It gets me sad because it's like my son is in the middle who, like you say, he's using as a pawn now. And now my son is at 5 in therapy because who he continued to put and introduce, not my son, also his oldest son, to all these different women. Yes. I mean, to the point where the last girl was coercing my son to call her mom. And they really, you know, my son didn't know how to express himself. At 5-year-old, you don't know how to say no to an adult.
Sure.
So he started hitting himself. Physically. So we're in therapy now, but guess what? We've been in therapy since September, and his dad just now, right before Christmas, wanted to go to therapy. Why? Because I filed an injunction to change the agreement to get full custody of my son. Mm-hmm. So I'm still in the situation now, but I don't regret how I handled it at all, because I realized if I wouldn't have, I would be miserable. I would be miserable right now.
Yeah. Well, the key takeaway from everything you just said is taking the high road.
Yeah.
It doesn't serve you to name call and point fingers and
that's what they want to. They want to take you down to their level. And when you know better, do better. So sometimes you have to learn the game of life and the people you're playing with. And once I learned who I was dealing with, I said, okay, I'm a master of the game. Mastering the game is not giving you what you want.
Yeah. And that's not easy. You make
No.
that sound so simple. Like I just wasn't going to engage, right? It's,
Therapy.
yeah, it just makes you feel so frustrated when your partner, who you vowed to love and honor and obey, through the all that. And it's now like, what happened to that? And now you have this somebody that you fell in love with and you thought would be there to support you. I don't just mean financially, but in every way, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, physically, and bam, that's just gone. And there's now this combative nature of, oh yeah, you think that? Well, I'll show you. And that's really, and it's rare. So just so everyone knows, 97% of cases don't go to trial. And 3% do. And of the 3% that typically go to trial, only 1% of the 3% goes to appeals, just as Tiffany is engaging. It's very rare that people have to go through an appeal. And that does, people that file appeals are high conflict. They just are. They're not willing to accept a higher authority's opinion. And
Correct.
they say, I don't know who that person is, telling me what it is I should have get agreed to in a settlement, in an equitable division of marital assets and co-parenting schedules, all those things in legal custody, physical custody, child support, division of assets and debt and alimony. It's a formula, basically. There, divorce is no mystery. It's actually very
It
systematized.
is.
It's a formula, really. I wouldn't call it science, but as you know, there's laws and you follow them and enough is enough and you do what the judgment is. So when somebody says, oh no, that's not what I'm gonna accept or agree to, oh boy, now you have somebody that's going to appeal the judgment, which Tiffany is going through right now and I myself went through. And man, it is hard to be patient. If you ever thought that there was a time in your life when you were being tested for how patient you could be, it's an appeal because you
Yes.
have no idea how long this thing is going to last.
Mine's been, they filed in June 2022.
Oh my.
June 2022, they filed.
So now it is January 2024. It could, mine was 4 years, your might very well be two, right?
Correct. And yeah. And unfortunately for me, in the state of Maryland, one, I can't leave without the other parent's permission. We have this right now agreement where it's joint, but really, reality is it's not. So I can't even leave the state. I have no family here in Maryland. I'm from Florida. All my family is Florida, Georgia, down south. So all my support system is there. So I can't even get up and leave to move to where I'm around family to have support to help raise my son because I can't. Why the court cases are open, your attorney say, no, you need to stay put. And you need to stay still. I know you're ready to go, but you cannot go while these multiple cases are open. So it's like I'm stuck here in a, it's like I'm being held hostage.
Right. I like to call it limbo. You're living in this ambivalent limbo where you're treading water. And
Yes.
somebody says to you, Tiffany, jump in the pool and I want you just to tread water. And you say to them, okay, it's something the military might make you do, right? Yeah.
Oh, they
And
do.
your question is how long? And they say, I don't know, until I tell you to stop. That's literally how you're feeling.
Correct. And but I have to tell people you have to find joy in everything. I'm very spiritual. I said, okay, I'm here, but I have a roof over my head. I'm happy, and my son is happy. So even though I may want to be with my family to give me some more support, but in a bright side, I have more than what some people have, so I can't be mad at all. I cannot be mad because I continue to get blessed every day that I wake up. So yes, I'm in limbo. But sometimes I guess my purpose is find joy, even though you're not where you want to be enjoy the life that God has given you now.
Right. Well, you bring up such a vital point, the divine calling of sorts. As you said, God prepared you for this time, which is the reason you didn't break. And that experience gave you the courage, the strength, the resiliency, the vitality that you needed to thrive and endure. You're a living example of what it means to be an authentic, strong woman, an authentic, strong mother, and a person of integrity. And being calm in the storm is key to it. And it leads you, your background with your MBA, your military background, I commend you for that. Thank you for your service too, by the way. And people may or may not know, but January is National Divorce Month. And today, which the day we're recording, is National Divorce Day, January 8th, because it's always the first Monday of the year. Now, naturally, the first Monday of the year this year was New Year's Day. But because everything was closed, National Divorce Day is, well, Monday, January 8th, the day. Tiffany and I are recording. How appropriate that we are recording now. So, you know, hang in there. If you're listening, you know, this message of that not all storms that come in your life are meant to break you. Some come to put you on a path and purpose God has for you. I love your message with that. It's so true. I'm so proud of you. So let's segue a little bit about these businesses. Now, one of them is the one that I really find is fun because January is also typically known as dry January, right? I don't consider myself an alcoholic, but I definitely will enjoy some wine with dinner. And I went a little early and went into dry December. So I don't know what day it is now. It's like 29 or something, but it's pretty common. You know, we get through Thanksgiving, we get through Christmas, we get there New Year's and we go, I don't even recognize, you know, myself. So it's not untypical. So Tiffany is the CEO of Pick Your Sweet Poison.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Pick Your Sweet Poison. I'm fascinated with this business you created.
Yes. So I'm a mixologist. And this business actually was the first one I started in 2021, right in the middle of the divorce and the height of the divorce. And I just been making drinks since college. You know, in college, when you broke, you know, you kind of pregame at home before you go to the club because you have no money to buy any drinks in the club.
Yeah, $94. Yeah.
And so I've been, you know, just making drinks for fun, family, friends, gatherings. And during that time, I had friends who would not let me be alone. So whenever I didn't have my son on the weekends, friends will come over and, you know, they'll bring food or and we get together and I make the drinks. And one of my friends pointed out, she's like, do you realize you make cocktails without a recipe card? I said, what do you mean? She's like, I've been watching you make cocktails without a recipe card. She's like, you take a step back, you look around, you look at the ingredients, then it's like a light bulb come up in your head. She's like, you don't see it, but she's like, I've been watching you. She's like, you need to do a business. She's like, you need to look into doing a business. So I did, and I started with cocktail recipe cards. So I realized there's only two businesses on Amazon and Walmart that actually have cocktail recipe cards. Not a book, not a flip up, not a poster, but like your old grandmother's recipe card box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I started there. I released it in October 31st of 2022. Yes. And it's you go on Amazon called Pick Your Sweet Poison. It has over 60 plus cocktail recipes in there that I came up with. About 10%. I left some classic ones in there for you. But I play with a lot of candy and coffees and teas. And, you know, it's really geared towards women who always say, I can't drink dark liquor. I can't drink white liquor. I can't drink this. I'm afraid of it. I had a bad experience. That's because it wasn't mixed right. The palette wasn't together right. Mm. So I literally went in my kitchen and I just looked at things that, to me, it looked like it go together. So I put it together and it tastes good. And they're really easy recipes. You know, so I really want women to embrace making a cocktail just like we embrace buying shoes and a purse.
And you also have mocktail recipes.
Yes, I am coming up with the mocktail recipe box. It's not out yet, but I do offer mocktails. So I also, outside the recipe box, you could also take a virtual class or hire me for a private class. Yes, it's a great way to bring family, friends together to celebrate. If you're like, hey, I want to have drinks, but you know what? I don't want them staying in my house tonight. So book a virtual class. I do them every month. You can sign up for some. I actually did team building with Salesforce, you know, one of the Fortune 500 company. They hired me to do a team building with their team because their team is spread out everywhere since COVID. And it is so much fun. I actually, you know, teach you how to make four cocktails. I was seeing you homemade bottle cocktail syrup in the mail. I make all my own syrups. No artificial dyes, no artificial flavoring. Taste delicious. You can even put them in your coffee and your tea. But also in-person classes. So it's, you know, it's all about the experience I'm trying to create, the memories I'm trying to create. And who don't love a good cocktail or mocktail?
Yes, I mean it's really interesting on the elixirs and the adaptogenics and the healthier mindset of drinking, right? Mm-hmm. So it isn't drinking anything. I mean, here I am drinking my four sigmatic mushroom coffee with no alcohol in it. It's a coffee. But it's mushroom coffee. So there's so many new elixirs that are healthier, mm-hmm. less toxic to the liver, the body, all the sugar, the calories, the carbohydrates, rotting your teeth and all that, that make it also more fun, an experience that's a more, you know, centered around a meal and the memories, like you said, the cards and, yeah, it's nice to see that more and more people are seeing alternatives to alcohol through cocktails and mocktails and making it more of an experience that has healthier options with craft cocktails versus, you know, drinking a bottle of bourbon. So in the South, we can talk about bourbon in Georgia. So, yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yes, business. It's wonderful. So, and don't, you're going to see her bio in the show notes. So Tiffany is a brilliant woman, very, very educated. I'm so impressed with you. Also being a consultant for small business on government proposals and having a devotional, a daily devotional joy restoration a service or business where she has t-shirts and sweaters with affirmation. And if this isn't a mantra that we shouldn't end with, I don't know what is, but her mantra is, I'm built for this. Yeah. And amen, sister. I love it. If you're right, whether it be the cocktails and the business and motherhood and our whole conversation, here's to dry January. Here's yes. to motherhood. Here's to a successful, thriving 2024 to all of you. Thank you for your time. We all have a different story, but the common thread is you will get through it with wisdom and grace and dignity, and you are built for this. So, Tiffany, what is the best way for people to learn more about you, follow you, work with you? How do they find you?
Well, you can follow me on Speak with Tiffany. That's on Instagram and Facebook. You have speakwithtiffany.com. You know, that's my website. My landing page is tlharveyinvestments.com. You can find all my businesses there. But, you know, YouTube, pick your sweet poison. I post videos all the time. So, yes, you can follow me just about anywhere. Speak with Tiffany, pick your sweet poison, or Tia Harvey Investments. I always have something going up my sleeve. Like you said, the t-shirts. Yes, I love them. I just started wearing them on my shirt and everybody was complimenting me. So I said, I will put them out for everyone to buy.
I can see a little collaboration from my next retreat in Belize, Better in Belize, with a t-shirt that says, I'm built for this. So yeah. I'm so excited. So happy 2024, everyone. This is the first recording that I'm making for the new year, having been away and taken a little break from mediation and coaching, although not much of a break. I did a mediation today and yesterday on Sunday. So it talk about welcome to 2024 and National Divorce Month. So thank you for your time. You are charming and intelligent and brilliant, and your son is a lucky, lucky boy. So here's to everybody, you know, you got divorce isn't fun, but it can be better. And until next time, you got to make it better. Thanks for joining me today. If you were inspired by today's episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one. My hope is you feel empowered to take some action, no matter how big or small. Action that allows you to step out of the chaos and thrive on your own terms. If this podcast added any value to your day, please review it on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep thriving in the chaos.